Okay, so in this week's parsha, Parsha's Bo, we talk about the Indian of Pesach, and we find the Yisurim of Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzeh. So I want to get into the sugya a little bit. So Daf Bezel and Aleph Himsachim, first mission everybody's familiar with, Arlar Va'aser, Vaikim Esachamitz L'Araner. Erev Pesach, Yidu B'digas Chametz, you know, with the candle, with Araner. Zok Rashi, why do we do B'digas Chametz Erev Pesach? Shelo Yavro Lov B'al Yiroh B'al Yimotzi. Zok Rashi, the reason why you do it is so you should not be over the Yisur of B'al Yiroh B'al Yimotzi. You find the Chametz, you get rid of the Chametz, and therefore you will not come to be over B'al Yiroh B'al Yimotzi. So the way that the Rishayim learn Rashi is that Rashi is learning that the Indian of B'digas Chametz is the Raisa. B'digas Chametz is the Raisa in order for you not to be over the Isur of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. The Isur of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh.
The B'digas Chametz is the Raisa? I mean, the B'digas Chametz is the Raisa?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Since he's bringing a Pasek, Shlo Yavro Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, so must be the Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh is Mechayiv to do a B'dika. The Isser of the way I would learn Kachuta is that the way I would learn Kachuta is Mechayiv Yubidita. That's the Pashup Shad, how the Rishonim are learning Rashi. We're just talking about Indivar Rabbi Yimotzeh.
Maybe
it's more Derebor, maybe we'll say that. I mean, this is the way the Rishonim learn Rashi.
Fine.
And Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Daf Dalam Aveiz, I don't have it there, I'm just going to speak it out. The Gemara in Dalam Aveiz says, that midaraisa bittul ba'alma sagi. Mamash before shigemar, but the davdal mabez the midaraisa bittul ba'alma sagi. I think I only printed on Friday, so maybe you just shoot. This is just the first. So the way the Rishonim all ask in Rashi is, how can you tell me the B'digas Chametz is midaraisa? We see klar from the Gemara in the Avdal Mavei is that bittul ba'al masagi. With bittul, that's enough to be yoytze yudin deraisa. You do not have to go check off after the chametz and go look for the chametz and get rid of it in the beer. That's the Rishonim's kash on Rashi. Okay, and therefore the Rishonim are chaylik on Rashi. Come on, you know, a lot of Rishonim are chaylik on Rashi, and they say that no, the iser of by Rabbi Motz is not mechayiv you to do a bedikah. The iser by Rabbi Motz is mechayiv to do a bittul. And B'dikos, Derabon. So this is the big machlokes that we have between Rashi and most of the Rishonim. Just take a look at the Rambam here. I don't have it there. The Rambam just says, Medivri Seifrim, Lechapis, Achar HaChametz. Medivri Seifrim is to go look after the Chametz. So this is the machlokes that we have between Rashi and a lot of the other Rishonim, whether B'digas Chametz is Midaraisa, Midaravon. A lot of Torah on this. We're not going to get too much into that there. I just want to take a look at Taisus. Let's take a look at Taisus. So Taisus on Beis Amud Aleph, and the reason why this is very important to see the Lashon of Taisus. That's another reason why I printed this out. Because you can see the Lashon of Taisus, and you'll tell me what he's saying. So he brings out Rashi, right? Pirush HaKuntres from the top Taisus. Shaloi Lavar Lavar Yerobai Matz. He brings out Rashi. V'kosh Alari. Kiva the tzarech bittul kedam v'gemar. Since we know you need to do a bittul, haboydek tzarech shiyavat. Even if you do a bedika, you still have to do bittul. Umidaraisa bittul ba'al masagi. And midaraisa bittul's enough. You don't need to do a bedika. Amay yisrichu chacham and bedika klal. So why do you have to do a bedika? Raisa bittul ba'al masagi. So what do you need to do a bedika?
Sounds like he's learning in Rashi that it's Darabonin, no?
So, right.
And the way he asks the Kasha.
So the way he's asking the Kasha, the Kasha is the last few lines, Amai Hitzrichu Chacham B'dika Kla. Once you know that Midaraisa B'dika Ba Masagi, and even if you do a B'dika, Habay Ditzal Sheyavatl, someone who does a B'dika has to do B'dika. You have to do B'dika. At the end of the day, you're going to have to do B'dika. So if you have to do B'dika, so Amai Hitzrichu Chacham B'dika Kla. So why would the Chachamim need you? Why did they make you do a bidik? Okay, so so the kasha, I mean the kasha that I have on this is that why is this a kasha on Rashi? Is this a kasha on Rashi more than it's a kasha on anybody else? The kasha is what you need to be bidik for. That should be the kasha. You have to do bidik.
Especially in Gemara.
The Mishnah, maybe? The question of the Mishnah?
So what's Tosfos' kasha?
And why is it after kasha and Rashi?
That's my kasha. My kasha is why is it a kasha and Rashi? The Chayyur Tosfos is asking a question like this.
Yeah, there's a kasha and Rashi.
But my question is a question? Is it a question only on Rashi, or is it a general question? The general question. Let's say you hold B'dikas Chametz as Midrabanan.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you hold B'dikas Chametz as Midrabanan, so then Tosfos' kasha is still Mishver. But Ma'is at the end of the day, you have to do Bittul. You have to do Bittul. So what do you need the bidika for?
No. I told you already that bittul is only satisfying deraisa, but the rabbanim have another level. They had a tavana. They want you to do bidikas chametz too.
Right? Why?
So that's the rabbanim.
Not over by
right.
So you have a lot of deraisa.
Wait,
hold on.
So I'm asking you, what's Tosfos' kasha? How do you understand Tosfos'
kasha? Rashi.
I'm asking you, what's Tosfos' kasha? What is Tosfos' asking?
Your father said it's good because then Pshat is, it's only Shver and Rashi because Rashi says that you're doing it so you won't be over by your Bali Motzi. Not going to be over by your Bali Motzi because you're a bittul. But if the Pshat is that the Rabbanan just wants you to do it because they don't want you to have chametz around, I mean, that could be another reason why the Rabbanan wants you to do it. It could be the Rabbanan wants you to do it because they just don't want you to have chametz. They don't want you to see chametz, whatever it is. So then it's not Shver.
Well,
but according, if the way Rashi's learning...
Rashi learns that B'dikas is chametz in the Raisa.
Let's say you're even learning it's their Rabbanan, but Shalei Yavar
Lo. So wait a second. Rashi's learning it's their Raisa. Is Tosfos asking kasha on Rashi?
Yes.
So his kasha should be something on, according to you, that holds that B'dikas is chametz in the Raisa, I have a kasha. So what's his kasha? Am I Hitzrikus HaChamim B'dika?
No, the Gemara says that Bittul is Sagi.
Bittul is Sagi to take away the Bayur.
So the kasha should be on Rashi that what do you need bidika for bittul is sagi
to take away the bayur ba'yimotze.
So that should be Tosfos' kasha, right? Is that what Tosfos asks? That's not what Tosfos asks. He says amai hetzricha chacham and bidika. All the other rishonim, they ask the kasha like you just said. They ask a kasha on Rashi that why should you need bidika midaraisa bittul ba'masagi? So midaraisa, all you need is bittul. That's what all the rishonim ask in Rashi, and that's why they're chaylik on Rashi. I'm trying to understand. Tosfos over here is going in a different direction. If you see the other Rishonim, when they ask a kasha, they ask kasha. It's a one liner. It's fact that Rashi brings out by Rabbi Matzis because B'dika. Fact that the Gemara says Midrash B'tul Ba'Masagi. The Yesh Leina that they're Chaylik on Rashi. Tosfos has a whole shikla. He says since B'tul Ba'Masagi and Havoydik Sarach Sheyevato. So why did the Chachamim Mashach B'dika? To me, it sounds like it's a general question. Tosfos has a question. Bittul ba'amasagi. Even if you do bidika, you have to do bittul. So if at the end of the day, you have to do bittul, mamadashach, you cannot get rid of doing, you cannot ignore bittul, you have to do bittul, so then why do you have to do bidika in the first place?
I assume Tosfos wants to answer this question. I mean, there must be another way to learn. I mean...
What?
Tosfos answers this question, right?
Yeah, so Tosfos answers us. What's Tosfos answer?
Tosfos argues on Rashi.
So Tosfos says... Apa gab the sagid bittul ba'amo. You're right, even though it's enough to do bittul. Hechmiru chachanam lidlai chametz ulevaro yishle yavel ha'aflai. We're afraid that you'll come to eat it. That's what we're afraid of. If you just let you do bittul, then you're going to have all this chametz in your house. And then Pesach is going to come, and you're going to be over Pesach, and you're going to pop something into your mouth, you're going to come to eat it.
Not Ba'yirah.
Right. Not in the way. Ba'yirah, Ba'yimatzah, you're okay, because you did it. Now, the Chacham don't want you eating chametz on Pesach. So if you don't do, if you just do bittul, you're going to come to eat chametz. So if, to me, this sounds like a kasha in Tosfos' shita. This doesn't sound like a kasha in Rashi shita. Rashi holds b'dikas chametz is d'oraisa. Okay? This kasha is that even if you hold b'dikas chametz is d'rabbanan, what do you need b'dika for? Teretz is because we don't want you to come to eat it. So I understand, this kasha teretz makes a lot of sense to me on all the rishonim who hold b'dikas chametz is d'rabbanan. And that's what makes sense. Amai hitzrichu chachamim b'dika klau. That's his kasha. It's kasha. Why would the chachamim matzah b'dika? Rashi didn't say chacham matzah b'dika. Rashi's learning that it's d'oraisa. His whole kasha doesn't talk to Rashi b'chol. I don't understand.
They're not asking Rashi then.
So to me, if I was Taisus, I wouldn't ask him. I wouldn't ask on Rashi.
Are they asking on Rashi?
Taisus says he brings on Rashi. He says, Pirsha Kuntres. He brings on Rashi first. If he just said Samasai Kasha, he just say, we pass, we hold the B'dikas Chometz is Derabanan. And if you have to do Bittal anyway, why do you need B'dika? There it says, because you're going to come to eat it.
Can you say that Taisus somehow says, hold that Rashi is hold it's their bottom.
Okay. I mean, you have to say you're just trying to for that. Maybe I'll say that.
Okay. Is it so hard? Well,
does Rashi say explicitly that it's their
bottom? I'll be trying to learn that Rashi's learning it's their eyes.
Does he say it, though? Does
no, he doesn't say it explicitly. No.
What?
Does he say it that it's their eyes?
Who, Rashi?
Rashi.
No. Rashi just says
what
are
that. Words?
Shalo yavro lo b'ayro b'ayimotze. You need b'digas chametz so you should not come to be over the Yisra b'ayro b'ayimotze.
So,
if you want to, you can definitely fetch an interashi. Perhaps you can fetch an interashi. But the way
they hold the Rashi is holding that swelling to Rabbanan.
Who's the Taisus?
No, it doesn't say
that. It could be. It's a big chiddush because all the Rishonim learn that Rashi is learning is the Raisa. All the Rishonim that's asking Kashan Rashi learn that Rashi is learning is the Raisa.
Taisus is learning that Rashi.
So, I mean, you could say that. You could say, and then you have to say, well, how come Taisus understood Rashi different than everybody else? What's. Okay, I mean, you could go down that path. I don't know if we're going to go down that path, but you could. I mean, but Kipshutai, all the Rishonim are learning in Rashi that it's, or most Rishonim are learning in Rashi that it's the Raisa. Yeah. From what I saw. And from what I saw, everyone's learning Rashi is the Raisa.
What does it mean, is the Raisa?
That since the Bayra Bayra Matzah is Machayiv, you have to do B'dika.
I mean, it's not one of the Mrs. Hasays, right? I mean,
But, so what does it mean? Oh, what does it mean? All the Rishonim learn is the Raisa. Okay. Okay, so that's Taisus. Now, so you see our problem, Taisus. So take a look at the Ran. That's the next thing. The Ran says, look closely to the Lashon of the Ran, and you'll see if the Ran brings down Taisus the way that we just read it. Okay, it's on the right column. By Boikin Es HaChametz. Picture with Taisus, you see it?
Yeah.
The really dark bold is he brings on Lashon of Rashi. Baikas Achamis Pirish Rashi, Kadesh Layava by Ramatsa. Picture with Taisus. Ta'akai will under Midaraisa Bibitl Ba'amasagi Kiddis Bigamara. Besoif, soif like Sagi, but like Bittl. At the end of the day, you have to do Bittl, Karmina Gamara, by the Tsar Shevatl. The Kivan Shekainhu, Heichi Asya Bidika. Kadesh lo yavro lo by Rabbi Matze, haloi pater nashe beloi bittel. Ube bittel luchudei sagi. Is that how we understood Taisus a minute ago? This he's bringing down Taisus. He says since amidaraisa bittel v'ama sagi. So how can bedika? How is Bidika the reason that you're not going to be able to buy Rabbi Matzah? You have to do Bittul. So Bittul is taken care of by Rabbi Matzah. That's how the Ran asks the Kasha. You hear it? The Ran asks the Kasha, look at this. Heifi as, what does Rashi say? Bidika is Shalom Yavro by Rabbi Matzah. Heifi as you Bidika, Kedei Shalom Yavro by Rabbi Matzah. How can Rashi tell me that Bidika is getting me out of the problem by Rabbi Matzah? What do you mean? You're always going to have to do Bittul. And Bittul is going to get you out of the problem by Rabbi Matzah. Is that how the Taisus that we just read asks? Not at all, right? Our Taisus asks a completely different question. Our Taisus Amai Hitzrichu Chachamim Bidika Klal. Our Taisus asks the Kasha that why would the Chachamim Matzah Bidika? And Taisus answered because we don't want you to come to eat it. The Ran is completely changing around Taisus. You know why? I think because he has our problem. He has our problem. What's Taisus? Taisus is not Shver and Rashi, B'chol. Taisus asking his Tam is a Kasha. I think because of our Cheshbon, that's where the Ran changes Taisus' Kasha. You hear? The way the Ran brings down the Kasha is a very Shaka Kasha and Rashi. How can you tell me that Bidika gets you out of Bayra Bayamatze? You have to do bittul. You're going to have to do bittul one way or the other, so you have to do bittul. Bittul gets you out of the problem by Rabbi Matzah. That's a kash on Rashi. That's a shaka kash on Rashi.
Rashi
just says need bidika. Rashi says by Rabbi Matzah makes you have to do a bidika. You have to bidika in order to get out of that problem.
The possible inference that you have, that you need to get out of the problem, you need bidika.
Yeah.
And that's sufficient, but not necessarily the inference. Maybe.
What
it helps, but I mean.
What are you saying? You're saying that what?
Rashi's saying
that Rashi's
doesn't necessarily preclude the fact that
it doesn't preclude the bittul.
Right.
That bittul can get you out of the problem also. So the Ran kind of goes like that. The Ran says that no, Rashi's just picking one of two. You really can do two. You can either do bittul, you can either do bidika.
Right now we're talking about
bidika. So he says we're talking about bidika. So that's yeah. So Rashi says bidika. Okay, and that's not so geshmak. But I just wanted to point out. You see that our problem in Tosis, I think the Ran had. And that's why he changes Tosis Kasha. He mamish changes Tosis Kasha. You hear? Okay. So, Rukita Eger is Mitzayan, over here, he's Mitzayan to look later on about Yudam and Av. And that's the next page. Yudam and Bezim, sorry. It's really unfair. There's two more Gemaras that we're going to see, and they're really both kind of Shver Gemaras, and we can really spend a lot of time with them. I'm going to try to go through them a little faster, just so we can, complete the shtickle. So look at the mission. Daf Yudam Beis. Or Yehuda Eimer. Baikin or Yadal. You do a bedika, bedikas chametz erev, right, the night of before erev Pesach. Ubi Yadal is shachris. And you also do a bedikas chametz in the morning, 14th morning. Ubi shas habir. And you also do it at the time of beer. Time of beer chametz esen, you're also supposed to do a bedika. Mechacham says, no, you don't have to make three bedikas. Loi bodak or yodalid, if you did not check for chametz the night before, the night of 14th, when we all do bedikas chametz, then yivdaik be yodalid. Then you should do bedika on yodalid during the day. Loi bodak be yodalid, if you did not check on yodalid, yivdaik besoich hamayid. You should check for chametz, do bedikas chametz when? On Pesach. Soich ha-moyed. Within the moyed. Loi bodak besoich ha-moyed, yivdaik la'achar ha-moyed. You should check, do bedikas chametz after Pesach. After Pesach, you should do bedikas chametz, okay? The way that I just said it to you is the most pashup shad, but Rashi and Tosis both learn completely different than I just said. Right? That's the most pashup shad in the chachamim. Let's concentrate on the chachamim for a second. You do a bedika the night before you doubt. If you didn't do bedika night before you doubt, you do bedika on your doubt. You don't do bedika, if you didn't do bedika on your doubt, then you do bedika on Pesach. If you don't do bedika on Pesach, then you do bedika after Pesach. Okay, that's the most partial way to understand this mission, I think. Zok Rashi. You ready for this? What does besoich hamayin mean? Zok Rashi, b'shosh shishas. Doesn't mean on Pesach. In the sixth hour, shehu moyed habir. That is the moyed of beer chametz, the sixth hour.
Then I asked him, why didn't he say anything to do with beer like the Rabbi Yehuda did? He just skips it, seems to be.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Meaning,
Rabbi Yehuda says,
shasa beer, and then the chametz just skipped that time frame. Uh-huh. So I think before I looked at Rashi, what.
Sure. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, so Tais is going to say a little bit on that point.
This is the inside of the.
Wait, so the Chum argues with Buter, they're just saying a different thing in the Mishnah. No, I'm saying Pashup Shad.
It sounds like Behuda is saying that you have to do three Bedikas, no?
We're just breaking right out of the Dark Shots of Shazavir.
Okay, so you hear, so that's what Rashi says, Besai Chumay. What does La'achar Amayi mean? Dr. Rashi? Mishay Shoysu Lamala Asha Tefshach. See, after Pesach, what does Achar Amayi mean? Meaning up until Pesach. Once Pesach hits, then there's no more Indian of Bedikas Chametz anymore. You hear? It's a good daichik, right? It's like Taisvis. So Taisvis jumps on Rashi. Then lohi balak besoich hamoyed. Pirsha kuntris. Bishah shishis. The sixth hour. Vekosha. Rabbi Yehuda karilei shas habir. V'lamashina l'shoinai. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda said that you should check when. This is what Shuli was saying. You should check when shas habir. So why are the chachamim saying, a different lashon? They're saying besoich hamayid is the same thing as shas bir. Say b'shas habir. The chachamim should say if you didn't do a bedika on your dalid, You like Rashas beer? Outlaws like Tysus. What does Besai Chamayim mean? Here's Tysus. He's coming to fix everything up. Right? He's going to make everything good. So what do we say Besai Chamayim means? I'm Pesach. So, well, we thought that Besai Chamayim Kipshutah means I'm Pesach, right? So like Tysus, Besai Chamayim Ha'ayim Metchila Sheva Atzayim HaPesach. Beginning the seventh hour through the end of Pesach. Okay, a little better. I mean, he is starting after the seventh hour, but okay, fine. At least he's going through the whole Pesach. Well, Achamayim Yibdoik. So after Pesach, why do you feel because Chametz Pesach is over? Because we're afraid that maybe you're going to come mix up your Chametz Shavuot Pesach with other Chametz, so therefore, better to do B'dika, check it out, and get rid of it. Parashi le'ibratza l'fayrish kim b'nei, shepirish b'mishnah d'baikim shle'yavar alav v'ayra. You know why Rashi had to be matik the whole Mishnah over here? Because this is all goodbye to what he said on the Avez of an Aleph. Rashi said to me, Zabanalef, that you do B'dikas Chametz. Why? So you should not be over by your Rabbi Amatzi. Now, if it's Pesach, why are you looking for Chametz? If you're going to look for Chametz, you're going to be over by your Rabbi Amatzi. You're going to find the Chametz, you'll be over by your Rabbi Amatzi. So, Rashi has to learn, B'sai Chamayin really means the sixth hour. Achramayin means from the sixth hour till Pesach. But once Pesach is, stop looking for Chametz, because if you find Chametz, you're going to be over by Rabbi Amatzi.
One second, even if you don't find it, you'll be over by your Rabbi Amatzi.
If you find it.
Finding it doesn't make you over.
Yes, it does.
Having it makes you over.
Bayra, I mean, Bayra, by Matzah, Kipshuta means you have to, finding it, right?
You have to
seeing
see it.
No. Seeing it or finding it.
You have to see it. It means it has to be in your property.
I hear. I don't know if that's what it means. And then you'd have a kasha. But I think that the way that Tais is learning Rashi is that you're only going to be over if you actually find the Chametz.
How do we generally learn by Matzah? Leaving aside this.
Okay, that's a whole lot. We're not learning Halachah. So the kasha is like this. So then, why is Rashi so sold on by Rabbi Matzah? You see the way he's matlik this mission over here. Mamish matlik the whole thing. Mechil atzayif. So it's all gebayt on how he learned on the mission by Rabbi Matzah. So why is Rashi so that he has to learn bedikas chametz so that you not should be over by Rabbi Matzah? Learn like every other rishon. That B'dikas Chametz is Derabanan. That's not nothing to do with Vayirav. Why is Rashi so sold on Vayirav Vayimotze that he has to come and daf Yud and be Machlik the whole mission?
Okay. Let's look at the next page of the Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam that we have, the Girsa that we have, and I know it's a little cut off, but you should be able to see everything that I need. I looked it over before. Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Mahi Hashbasa, Zu Hamur Betar. What does it mean to get rid of all the chametz? Hashbasa. He sheyevatloi beliboy v'yachshav v'yisai ka'ofer. Are we found? Yeah. V'yasim beliboy she'em v'yishusay chametz klal. This is bittul. How do you do hashbasa? You do bittul. You may not believe it. Okay. The shekal chametz b'shu b'shusay harich offer u'kedaber she'im b'yitzayr klal. Okay. That's the girsa that we have in the Ram. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, which is on the right. And I'm just gonna focus on the first line. You know, we're not gonna read the whole thing. It's very gishmak, but we don't have time. You look at the first line. Look at his girsa. Just concentrate on the girsa again. The Rambam said, "Ma yeshbasa zu amar b'tayra sheyivat loy b'liboy." Zok the Kesef Mishnah, "Ma yeshbasa zu amar b'tayra sheyaser hachametz hayadua loy meirshusai v'she'ena yadua yevat loy b'liboy v'yasam aysay ka'af." Zok the Kesef Mishnah. He had a different girsa. That it's what does it mean hashbasa to remove the chametz that you know about? And to be mevatel any chametz that you don't know about. You have to do both. You have to remove the chametz that you know about, and you have to be mevatel the chametz you don't know about. Now, and then he goes, this is the girsa that he had, and the rest of the Kesef Mishnah, which goes on for a little bit, as you see, he asks kashas that how can you tell me that bittul won't work on chametz yodua? Right? He says, you have to get, it sounds like from this girsa in the Rambam, that bittul's not going to help on chametz yodua. If you know if chametz in your house, you know that piece of cake is sitting in your fridge, you cannot be mevatel. It's not going to help according to the Rambam's
this girsa that the Rambam had. So the Kesef Mishnah is Meirich here to show you that why this girsa can't be right. One of his rais is that the Gemara says if someone's hoylich lishchay as pischay or lama as benoy, someone's going and then he remembers that there's chametz sitting on in his fridge. So what you do is going to shachta's carbon pesach. He turns back. He's not going to be able to do mekayim to shachta carbon. What should he do? The Gemara says he should be mevat to believe. Aye, it's chametz yidua. If it's chametz yidua, it's not going to help. Elamai, this girsa is wrong. Okay, that's one of the questions Kesef Mishnah asks, and that's why he says that the girsa is incorrect.
At the time he was doing bitul, he didn't know about it.
No, when a guy is going to
retroactively.
No, the guy's going to shechtes from Pesach.
He already did bitul,
no, he didn't, and then he remembers. He thought he got rid of all the chametz. He remembers that there's chametz there.
But he has to do bitul first.
He didn't do bitul
before you.
He didn't do bitul. He's going to shechtes from Pesach.
So Pesach.
He thought he got rid of all the chametz.
So where's bitul coming?
So now he remembers that he had a piece of cake.
He has to do bitul though.
When?
Sometime before Pesach.
It's still before Pesach. It's still before Pesach. He's going to shecht the carbon Pesach. It's before Pesach. And he remembers that there's chametz in his house. And he knows exactly where it is, exactly where it's sitting.
Right, so what's the halacha?
So he's mevatel it. So that one of the kashas, the Kesef Mishnah asks, is that from there, you see Klar, that a person could be mevatel chametz that even though that he knows about it. So therefore, that's why he says that this gears is no good. The end of the day, what I would say, there was such a gears in the Rambam. And not only that, but the Pri Chodesh, which I didn't print out for you, the Pri Chodesh in Siman Taf Lamed Aleph brings the Gain. I'm not sure if it's the Gain. Probably not the Gain, right? The Pri Chodesh brings the Gain. There's a Gain that the Pri Chodesh brings.
Who's the Pri Chodesh again?
He's on the Shulchan Aruch.
I mean, who is?
I don't know. Pri Chodesh. So he's on the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings a Gain, and that Gain, he says, holds that Chametz Yedua, you cannot be Mevatel. If you know about Chametz, you can't be Mevatel. There's no such thing.
Is it the Vilna Gain or one of the Gain?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, I don't know. Right. Okay, and Rechadish asks the same question that the Mishnah says. He says, how can you be that Chametz Yedua, you can be Mevatel? How can you be you can't be Mevatel? He asks from this Gemara, he asks from a different Gemara. And the Pri Chodesh also, like the Kesef Mishnah says, it's impossible. Even Chametz Yedua, you're allowed to be Mevatel. At the end of the day, what we see is that there's two opinions. There's one opinion that you cannot be Mevatel Chametz Yedua. And there's another opinion that you could be Mevatel Chametz Yedua. I want to bring a raya that maybe Rashi holds, like this Gain and this first Gerson in the Rambam, that Chametz Yedua, you cannot be Mevatel. Okay? And it's not really a gevaldig raya, but I think it's a cute raya. Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Vav Medes, that's the next sheet. The Gemara in Daf Vav Medes, and again, we're jumping into a sugya here, which is really a big sugya, and I'm just trying to bring out two points. One point, really. Okay, by the two dots on Vav Medes near the end of the Yomim. Okay, Amrav Yehuda Amarav. You got it? Haboidek tzarek sheyevatel. Someone does bedikas chametz, he has to do mevatel of chametz also. My time. Okay, now we're just going to skip a little bit. Please, just trust me. We're going to skip my time. What's the reason the Gemara says if you have me, then at the end of the day, Amar Rava. You got it? Skip a few lines to Amar Rava. Come on, you got it?
Gzeira.
Amar Rava, yeah. Gzeira shema yimsa gluska yafe v'dayte iluya. We're afraid that you're going to end up finding a geshmak, a piece of chametz, v'dayte iluya, and his das is going to be on it. What does that mean? What?
You want to keep it.
Oh, so yeah. So what does v'dayte iluya mean? Zok Rashi, v'dayte ale. He has a little bit of difference. V'dayte ale. You have the Rashi. It's mamish like right next to the words v'dayte ale. Chashuva hi be'enav, v'chasalel l'sarfa. He doesn't want to burn it because it's such a beautiful piece of chametz. U'masha afilu rega echad, v'nimsa oivlo b'ayro b'ayimatzim. So he doesn't want to burn it. Okay, now let's jump right to Tosfos. Zok Tosfos v'dayte. No, so wait, before we get to that.
Masha, he waits.
Yeah, he waits. He delays even a minute to get rid of that chametz.
Oh, okay.
He delays a minute. Everybody, Rabbi. Okay? Then, I'm just saying, the Gemara asks Akasha, let's go back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara asks, V'chi mishkaches le levatle. So when he finds it, but the Gemara asks, why doesn't he, as soon as you find it, be mevatle the chametz? So even though you find a beautiful piece of chametz, as soon as you find it, you'll be mevatle. So the Gemara says, Dilma mishkaches le levatle yisur. Maybe you're going to find it after the yisur, the zman iser, and it's not your shus, and you can't be mevatle it anymore. Okay, now this is a little bit of a shirei Gemara, that's why I don't want to get stuck with this Gemara, okay? The Gemara is having the ones you're going to find the Gluska Yafa, and according to Rashi, you're going to be afraid to burn it. In fact, the Gemara is just be Mavatlit. The Gemara says that you can't be Mavatlit because it's ready after this Zman Isser, and then you don't, it's not in your Shus to be Mavatlit anymore, okay? Taisus. Let's take a look at Taisus. V'dayta Yiluya. Pirish. This is how Taisus says. V'loy batal me'elav kamat yiru. It's not going to be Mavatlit by itself. According to Taisha, it seems like the only thing that's going to help with Bittul is if it's not Chasha. If somebody does something really Chasha, Bittul's not going to help. The Alpirish HaKutra is Chasha.
Bittul's not going to help, it's not going to be bottled by itself.
So it's not going to be bottled by itself.
Right. That's what you have to do in active Bittul.
You have to do, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Because
it was Masha.
Right, yeah.
If he didn't think it was a good piece of cake,
then that's automatic. Right. Yeah. Okay, Alpirish HaKutra is Chasha. So let's get to this Chasha. Zok Taisus, Taisus Praktikash. Vapirsha Kudus Kasha, my parach ki mishkacha slay nevatle. What's the Gemara's Kasha that when I find it'll be mevatlet? Hapirish vidaita yaluya shachosa lelavatle. Rashi's saying that vidaita yaluya means that he's chosa lelavatle. He doesn't want to be mevatlet. That's the Gemara's whole thing. The Gemara's whole thing is vidaita yaluya means that chosa lelavatle. He doesn't want to be mevatlet. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Vichim mishkacha slay mevatle. We just told you. The reason why he's not going to be Mevatel is because he's Chasel Le'Levatel. Right, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara said, Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa. The reason why you have to be Mevatel the Chametz is because you might find a beautiful piece of Chametz and it won't be you'll find a beautiful piece of Chametz. And according to Rashi, what does that mean? And you're not going to want to get rid of it. Right? Yeah, I'm sorry, you're not going to want to be Mevatel it. So what's the Gemara's Kasha v'chim mishkachas le'levatel it? What's the Gemara's Kasha v'chim mishkachas le'levatel it? He doesn't want to be Mevatel it. That's what Rashi's saying.
For a moment, he doesn't want to.
Right, so what's the Gemara saying?
Maybe he gets over the fact that he desires.
So the Gemara's saying that the first second he won't be Mevatel it?
He will not be Mevatel
it. Right, so then he's going to be over. So what's the... So I have a question. Did Rashi say Chasel Le'Levatle?
Yes.
Look at Rashi again. Does Rashi say Chasel Le'Levatle?
Sarfel.
Yeah. Rashi says Chasel Le'Levatle. What's Taisus bringing him along Russian for? Did he have a different gears than Rashi? Mamash Apel on Taisus. Taisus says, HaPirish V'dayte Lo Shechasel Le'Levatle. What do you mean? Rashi didn't say Chasel Le'Levatle. Rashi says he doesn't want to burn it. According to Rashi, no problem, he'll be mevatlet. He doesn't want to burn it. It's hard to burn beautiful chametz, but he'll be mevatlet.
Why? What's the difference?
I don't know.
I'm not Rashi.
You can't burn it. Yeah, okay. Okay, obviously Rashi's talking to him so he could burn it. Much more for Yantif.
Okay, there's the man.
Okay, my question is, what did Taisus miss his lashon? Did he make him what's going on? Okay.
It wouldn't even have made sense for Rashi to say that lashon because we were talking before Bittul then.
V'dayte
sarfa.
Shami yimsa
gluska yafa. The only place Rashi said it was explaining why you need Bittul.
I hear it. Another question, Taisus. Yeah, I hear it. You have another question, Taisus? So what's Taisus doing? So maybe you can say like this, okay? The machlokes that we had a minute ago between whether you hold that bittul will help on chametz you do or not, is the same machlokes Rashi and Taisus over here. This maybe will help us understand this. According to Taisus, you could be mevatel chametz yidua. There's no problem being mevatel chametz yidua. According to Rashi, you cannot be mevatel chametz yidua. Okay, so it comes according to Rashi, right? You come to this chametz that you were never mevatel, and now you see a beautiful piece of chametz. You cannot be mevatel, according to Rashi. I want to say that Rashi holds Chametz Yudua, he holds like the Gaon, and like the first Gerus in the Rambam, that Chametz Yudua, you cannot be Mevatel. Okay? So now, the Gemara says, Habayi Deisar Shivata. Why? Because you're going to find the Gluska Yofa. Right? You're going to find the Gluska Yofa, and then Daita Yuluya. Daita Yuluya says, Dr. Ashi, Chosalei Levatlei? I can't say Chosalei Levatlei, I can't be Mevatel. So that's why Rashi Dafka said Sarfa. Rashi Dafka said Sarfa because it's not Shayach Bittel. It is not Shayach Bittel. That's what I'm saying. I'm leaving. I'm not getting involved. I want to key in on this. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm saying, according to Taisus learns that you could be Mevatel Chametz Yidua. So what's the difference, Bittel or Sreifa? Taisus doesn't care Bittel or Sreifa. Either one would work. So when Rashi says Chosla Sarfa, he doesn't mean Sarfa. According to Taisus, there's no difference between, like you said, what's the difference Sreifa and Bittel? According to Taisus, no difference. According to Rashi, there's a very big difference. I cannot be Mevatlet, but I could burn it. So maybe that's why Rashi said Dafka Sarfa and Taisus says it. He's not misquoting him, he just means the same thing. Sreifa, Bittel, it's all the same thing. No difference. You can do Mevatel Chametz Yidua, you can burn Chametz Yidua, whatever you want to do, however you want to get rid of it, Chasalei Levatlei. But according to Rashi, no, Rashi Dalka saying Sreifa because you cannot be Mevatel. He wasn't accepting Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Zoi, maybe this is the pshat of the Gemara over here. Machloikis Rashi over here, Bedikas Chametz is Midrash and Rabban, right? Rashi said that what's the pshat that Bedikas Chametz, what's the pshat of Bedikas Chametz? Shulayav Levay Rabbi Yotze. Perk all the Rishayim. What do you mean? Bittel Ba'amasagi. I have a partial answer. If Rashi holds that Chametz Yidua is not going to help it, also we're talking about Chametz Yidua. And according to Rashi, Chametz Yidua, I cannot do Bittel to. The only time Bittel is going to help is by Chametz Yidua. But Chametz Yidua, Rashi is going to say that you got to do Bittel against Chametz. It's much beautiful. Of course, that's why you have to do Bittel against Chametz. Okay? So now, I'm sorry, if that's the pshat of Rashi, maybe now we can understand Taisus Kasha. Okay, what's Taisus Kasha? Taisus brings down Shleyav Rabbi Rabbi Matz. Let me see how I said it. See, the Kasha is like this. According to Rashi, Rashi holds that Bittel is not going to help by Chametz Yidua, right? So according to Rashi, you have to do Bedika Midraisa. You have to do Bedika Midraisa. Because Chametz Midraisa is Shleyav by Rabbi Matzah. But there is also a Takanas Chachamim to also check for Chametz that's not Yidua. Yeah? That's how Rashi is going to have to learn. This is how Tosfos understands Rashi. Chametz Yidua, because Chametz is Midraisa. Chametz she'ein yidua, even though bittel ba'amasagi, right? When the Gemara says bittel ba'amasagi, it's obviously talking about chametz she'ein yidua, right? So it's talking about chametz she'ein yidua. So then, when the Gemara says even if you do bittel, you have to do bedika midrabbanan. So that means that the rabbanan were matrich of bedika of chametz she'ein yidua. So Taisus, you're jumping the gun. So Taisus asks, so what's Taisus kasha? My question was, what is Taisus kasha on Rashi? That's how we started off. Taisus l'chayra has no kasha on Rashi, and that's why I wanted to say why the Ron changed Taisus kasha. But now we're saying now we can understand that what's Taisus kasha on Rashi. Taisus learning on like this in Rashi. Rashi, you learn bittel ba'amasagi helps only by chametz she'ein yidua. Chametz yidua, you gotta do bedika chametz deraisa. What was the chachamim matrich bedika? What's the takanas chachamim? That's only obviously on chametz she'ein yidua, right? Frek Taisus, Bittel will help on that. What do you do Bedika for? Why would the Chacham be Matzach to do Bedika and Chametz she'ein yidua? He just do Bittel. And you have to do Bittel either way, even if you do Abaydik Sarach She'ivatel, you have to do Bittel. So you're going to always have to do Bittel. Bedika is Chametz you're doing on Chametz yidua. So why are you doing Bedika's Chametz? Why are you trying to find all the nooks and crannies where you might find Chametz she'ein yidua? Who cares? Be Mevatel and don't look there. That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. What's Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz is because maybe lurking somewhere is a gluska yafa. Maybe lurking somewhere is a gishmak, a piece of cake, where you end up, you might run up and hit it on Pesach, and you might come to eat it. So that's why the Chacham were matzah b'dika. No? Very gishmak. So that's what's trying to Taisus. Taisus Kasha makes sense now, Taisus Teres makes sense. If Rashi learns that the whole Eino B'dikas Chametz is min Rabbanan, there's only by Chametz any Yadua, Frank Taisus, what do you need B'dika for? Just be Mevatlin. And this, Taisus answers because maybe there's a nice piece of Chametz there, and you might end up hitting it, you might end up finding it on Yontif, and that's why you should do B'dikas Chametz min Rabbanan. That's why you have to do B'dika min Rabbanan.
So again, you're saying that Taisus is also understood like Rashi, the other Rishi, like all the other Rishonim, that Rashi holds B'dikas Midaraisa. But that's only on Chametz Yadua,
right?
Because it doesn't help. On Chametz Ein Yadua, everyone has to hold that it's only the Rabbanan.
Bittul should help. Even Rashi would be masking that Chametz Ein Yadua, you don't have to do B'dikas for Chametz Ein Yadua.
And that's the Kasha. Why would the Rabbanan do that?
And that's the Kasha. Then why would the Rabbanan mask B'dikas? Mm-hmm. Just be happy with Bittul. You have to do Bittul anyway, but it's not Shevatul. You're always going to have to do Bittul. So you're always going to have to do Bittul. What do you do B'dika for? Tarets is that no, because maybe there's a Gluski off in there. Maybe there's a Gluski off and you end up seeing it on Pesach and you end up eating it. You hear? That is Mayudik. Okay, fine. So, I think there's Mamash Mayudik in Pesach. Okay, fine. So now, so just say a quick word. Beautiful word. The Pasuk says, Vayelchu. Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'Aaron kein asu. That the B'nai Yisrael did everything that Moshe and I was saying to do with the Korban Pesach and then get rid of the chametz and everything and make matzah. So the B'nai Yisrael did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe v'Aaron kein asu. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what does it mean kein asu? Rashi says af Moshe v'Aaron kein asu. That kein asu is going on Moshe v'Aaron. Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'Aaron, kein asu Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron also did what they told B'nai Yisrael to do. Okay? He said, well, it's effect of Moshe, what's the chiddush? Of course Moshe aren't going to do it. You know, just tell you to do it, then I'm not going to do it. Right? So he says a beautiful thing. He says, because with Moshe, we find people that they have their own ideas how to be mashpia on people. You know, I want to be mashpia, to be makar of people, to Torah and Muna, and they make a mistake, and they think that, listen, I'm going to be mashpia on people to bring them closer to Torah so I can be makel on certain things. Right? I can be makel. My end result is good, right? I'm trying to get them to become closer to the Rebbe, so I'm trying to get them to be, you know, to do Torah mitzvahs and all that. So therefore, I can be makel. Let's say, you know, if the only way for me to do it is to miss minion with the davening with a minion and miss my siddurim and whatever. So then they think, okay, it's all good because at the end of the day, I'm being mekarev of these people. He says, this is the Atzis Yetzirah. He says, and he says also that they think that it's Eis L'Atzis Hashem Mefer to Hashem. He says, this is the Atzis of Yetzirah. He says, this is where reform comes from, and this is where conservative comes from, and that's why it's saying, it's stressing that Moshe and Aaron did exactly what they told the Bnei Yisrael. They're not saying, oh, listen, we have to go be Meshpia and Klai Yisrael and make sure that everyone's doing the Korban Pesach and make sure everyone's doing it, so we can be Mekel ourselves because we're so busy already making them do it, right? Because no. First thing, you got to make sure that you're doing everything right. You can't be Mekel yourself in order in the name of being, you know, Mekar of other people to Tyre. Okay.